Parashas Vayetze, Bruchim Aboyim, everybody, would like to look at the dream that Yaakov Avinu has at the beginning of this week's parasha. The dream, the ladder, the sulam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, Vayomer, Ani Hashem Elokei Avraham Avicha, Ve Elokei Yitzchak as well. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, introduces himself to Yaakov as being the God of your father Avraham, Avraham Avicha, and then it says, Ve'elokei Yitzchak, but Yitzchak is not called Avicha. What is the promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes? Ha'aretz, Asher ato shoichev aleho, this very land that you are lying upon, Lecho etneno ulezarecho, I'm going to give it to you and your descendants. And the question, as we have pointed out, in fact, the Zohar asks this question, the Meshech Chochma quotes the Zohar, why is Avraham Avinu in this particular pasuk described as Avraham, Avraham Avicha, whereas Yitzchak is just called Ve'elokei Yitzchak, the God of Yitzchak, but he is not called Yitzchak Avicha. This is the question. So I'd like to share with you a Mahalach. Once again, we're going to quote the Sefer Mizmor LeDavid, Reb David Kohen, as is his way. This is a piece which is about 30 pages long, and we're just going to discuss the first three pages. It's a colossal essay, Dvorim Nifloim B'Yosa, but this is a Yesod that we have referred to in the past, and it's an absolutely fundamental one in understanding the whole relationship Yaakov, Esav, Avram, and Yitzhak, as we'll see. Let's turn the clock back 1 week. Yitzhak Avinu gives the brachos to his son Yaakov. Ve'yiten l'cha ho'elokim mitala shomayim u'mishmane ha'aretz v'roiv dogon v'sirosh. It would seem, at the surface, that all of these brachos were brachos be'inyonim of Gashmius. It doesn't say anywhere that he gave a bracha, you should be a Talmud Chacham, or you should learn, or you should have midas. It seems to be all physical matters. Tal HaShomayim, Mishmane HaOretz. And we have discussed this in previous years. Some explain that indeed that was exactly the Kavona of Yitzchak. Remember, Yitzchak at the time thought this was Esav. So we've discussed the very famous Mahalach of some of the Achrenim that Yitzchak wanted to set up a Yisocha Zvulun partnership between Esav and Yaakov, so he deliberately wanted to give the Gashmias to Esav and the Ruchnias to Yaakov. It's not our discussion today. However, the Ramban on that Pasuk says clearly that in fact the Brochas were referring to Ruchnias. The Loshon of the Ramban is that Yitzchak was in fact benching Yaakov that he should be Zoicha to the Birkas Avraham. What is the Birkas Avraham? Linchoil es ha'aretz. To inherit Eretz Yisrael and to be, in the words of the Ramban, the Baal Habris Leloikim. To forge a covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These words are rather vague. What does that mean exactly, the Birkas Avraham? What does it mean to be the Baal Bris Leloikim? But above all, where did the Ramban see this in the Pasuk? The Pasuk certainly seems to infer, absolutely clearly, that these brachas are all about Gashmias. You should have Tal from the heaven, you should have Mishmanim from the land. Where does the Ramban seem to take it in a completely different direction, that actually this is all about Dvorim Ruchnim, to be the Baal Bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be the Zoicha of the Birkas Avraham, you should be the recipient of Eretz Yisrael. Where does this all come from? So here we arrive at an absolutely fundamental Yisoid. And really we have to go to a Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. The Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar takes us all the way back. We turn the clock back even further now. And the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar said, when was the world originally split up into different nations? As we know, This is when the Doir of the Hafloga, they built the tower, and before they knew it, they were dispersed and scattered into different nations, into different languages. It was at that point, the history of civilization, that the concept of different nations was first crystallized. Says the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided, Nofal goiroloi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Avrohom va'al Zaroi. Even though there were 70 nations, do not think for the moment that they were all considered equal. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nofal goiroloi singled out Avraham Avinu and his children to be the chosen nation. And the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer quotes the pasuk, Ki chelek Hashem amoy. His nation, which nation is the chelek of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's portion, as it were, that is the portion of Avraham Avinu and his descendants, in other words, Klal Yisrael. How does that manifest itself? What does that mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu singled out Avraham Avinu and his descendants to be his chelek? There might well be 70 nations, but it's only Klal Yisrael who are the chelek of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? And the explanation is to be found in a very important piece in the Ramban in Parshas Acharei Mois. And the Ramban says the following Yesoid, listen carefully, Yesoide Hadas Mamish. Says the Ramban, every nation, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashkiach, the way he looks after them is, he places upon them a Koichov Umazel. There's a certain star, there's a certain Mazel. Avol, however, Klal Yisrael are different. Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, like we know, Chazal tell us, Ein Mazel be Yisrael. Ein Mazel be Yisrael. There is no galaxy or star or any other koyach which is even an intermediary. Rabbeisai, we should not make a mistake. Chas v'sholem to think that any star dictates the course of any nation. Rather, it's the emtsoi, it's the intermediary through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu charts the course of any nation. But with Klal Yisrael, it's direct. There is no intermediary. There is no intermediary. Ki hivdil oisonu mikol ho'amim. We are the chosen nation. In what way? Says the Ramban. Loi nosan oleho. When it comes to Klal Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, there's no malochim, Kitzin, Shoiter, there is no police, there is no agent, there is no star or galaxy. There is no intermediary through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses his Hashkocha. Rather, Besitoi Lonu Es Ha'aretz, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the chosen land for the chosen people, Sheyieh Hu Yisborach Lonu Leloikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our direct God without any intermediary. And the Ramban also quotes the exact same pasuk that the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer did, and he says, that's what it means, Ki Chelek Hashem Amoy. So when the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer said, once again, that the 70 nations were initially chosen, but then Klal Yisrael, Avraham Avinu, was singled out, Ki Chelek Hashem Amoy. We asked, how does that manifest itself? In what way is Klal Yisrael indeed the chosen nation? The explanation we now have, it's in the Ramban. In what way are we the chosen nation? We have an altogether different type of Hashkocha. All other nations, the 70 nations, their Hashkocha is through the medium and intermediary of a Mazel, or a Sar, or a Koichov. Not so Klal Yisrael, as the Ramban expresses, in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, this is the Oretz Ashe'enei Hashem Elekecha Tomit. There is a direct Einayim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Hashkocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manifest directly, not indirectly, in Eretz Yisrael to Klal Yisrael. And all of that was decided when? Right back in the Doira Laflaga, 70 nations formed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Nofal Goiroloi al Avraham. Out of those 70 nations, but which one is the chosen nation? Avram Avinu as his descendants in Eretz Yisrael, and that's what it means, Ki Chelek Hashem Amoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chelek is his own personalized nation, that's Klal Yisrael. Whereas all the other 70 nations are dealt with, their hashkacha comes through the medium, the intermediary of some sar or koichov or mazel. Come back now to the brachas. When the Ramban spoke about Yitzchok benching Yaakov with a birkas Avraham, what else did the Ramban say? The Ramban said, his words were, that Yitzchok was benching Yaakov, that he should be zoicha to the birkas Avraham, linchoil es ha'oret, to inherit the land. Now we understand exactly what he means. How he saw that in the Pasuk, we'll soon discuss. But what does the Ramban mean? What does it mean, the Birkas Avram? What is the Birkas Avram? The Birkas Avram is the fact that Avram Avinu was singled out as the nation that is Zoicha to direct Hashkocha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But as the Ramban told us, where does that happen? Only in Eretz Yisrael. And that's what the Ramban meant when he said that the brachas that Yitzchok was giving to Yaakov was Birkas Avraham Linchoil Es Ha'aretz. Linchoil Es Ha'aretz. What does it mean to receive the land? That's not a separate bracha. That's the same bracha. The Birkas Avraham is manifest only in Eretz Yisrael. That's where Klal Yisrael have this extra special direct hashkocha that Avram was zoicha to, different to all other nations. And that was the brocha that Yitzchok was giving to Yaakov. We asked, but where do you see any of that in the wording of the brochas? All it says is, V'yitan l'cho ho'elokim mital ha'shamayim mishmanei ha'oretz. That all sounds like Gashmius. It doesn't sound like Ruchnius. Where is there any mention or even hint of the fact that, as the Ramban explained, the brachas were actually far more deep-rooted? It was all about the Hashkocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Eretz Yisrael, the Birkas Avram. Where does it say any of that in the Psukim? And the answer is, it all lies in one word. Contrast the brachas that Yitzchok gives Yaakov as opposed to the brachas that Yitzchok afterwards gives Esav. Very similar wording, but not quite the same. Yitzchok says to Yaakov, V'yitein lecho, next word, Ho'eloikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you the mital ha'shamayim o'mishmani ha'aretz. What does that mean? That you should receive it directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's where the Ramban saw it. This is all explained by the Rabbeinu Bachai. Rabbeinu Bachai says, if you look carefully, when Esav got his brachas, he was also benched. He was also blessed that he should be zeicha to tal ha'shamayim u'mishmani ha'aretz. But it does not say the word Elohim in Esav's brachas. It does say Elohim in Yaakov's brachas. And the answer is, says the Rabbeinu Bachai, because Elohim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was indeed not giving the Tal and the Shmanim to Esav directly. Elo, says the Rabbeinu Bachai, b'derech koichovim u'mazolois. So the picture is now complete. Niflo b'yosa. V'yiten l'cha ha'eloikim mitala shomayim. Don't be confused, says the Ramban, in thinking that the brachas were all about Gashmias. No, you're looking at the wrong words. The emphasis is not on the Tala Shomayim and the Shmanu Yoreh. It's the emphasis on El Elohim. Where are you getting it from? Oh, you're getting it from Elohim, says the Ramban. Yes, you're getting it directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the Birkas Avraham. And that's what it means to be the Baal Bris Leilekim, to forge that covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You and only you have a direct relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where is all of that hinted to in one word? Ho Elohim. So yes, how it manifests itself is Tal HaShomayim, Mishmane HaOretz. But that's not the essence of the bracha, says the Ramban. The essence of the bracha is Ve'yiten lecho ho Elohim. That's not what Yitzchak says to Esav. Yitzchak says to Esav, you'll have Mishmane HaOretz and Mital HaShomayim. But who from? Not from Elohim. Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source, but that's not who you're going to receive it from. You'll receive it from Sarim, Mazalos, different intermediaries. So the Ramban really, as explained by Rabbeinu Bachai, sees everything in one solitary word. Which word? Ho Elohim. V'yiten l'cho ho Elohim. You should be zoicha that yes, all your gashmias comes from Ho Elohim. That's another way of saying, says the Ramban, that you are zoicha to the Birkas Avraham. And by definition, therefore, to inherit the land. Because this special hashkocha that Klal Yisrael are zoicha to is manifest in Eretz Yisrael. And that's what it means, the Birkas Avraham, and that's what it means, the Baal Bris Leloikim. There is a famous Gemara. Chazal tell us in Ksubas that Kol Hador B'chutz La'aretz. Anybody who lives in Chutz La'aretz, Kemi She'ein Lo Yeloika, as if he doesn't have a God. What does that mean? So the Rashba was actually asked this question. They asked the Rashba, what do they mean? That somebody who lives in Chutz La'aretz is considered, if he doesn't have a Kadosh Baruch Hu, what does that mean? He's not a Jew at all? Says the Rashba, what it means is, and he quotes the brachas of Yaakov, and he says explicitly that Yaakov was given a bracha, v'yitein l'cho ho Elohim mital ha'shomayim. Miyad zocha Yaakov, at that moment Yaakov was zoicha to Birkas Avraham Shehi Yerushas Ha'aretz. So Chas V'Shalom, somebody who lives in Chutz La'aretz, when Chazal say K'mi She'ein Lo Eloika, doesn't mean he's now an atheist. It means he's not zeicha to that direct hashkocha of V'yitin L'cho Ha'Elohim. That is only manifest in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, by definition, if Yaakov Avinu is receiving the bracha of V'yitin L'cho Ha'Elohim, that must by definition include Yerushas Ha'aretz. Because that's where V'yitin L'cho Elohim is manifest. Dvorim nifloim b'yosa. Now listen to the next stage. There is a Mishnah in the Dorim that says, what happens if somebody makes a neder? I hereby undertake a vow not to have any benefit from Zera Avraham. Now, what does that mean? Who gets the title Zera Avraham? So the Gemara says he may not have any benefit from Jews, but he is allowed to benefit from non-Jews. Non-Jews are not considered Zera Avraham. Says the Gemara, why not? Avraham Avinu had more than one son. He had another son, Yishmael. So all of Yishmaelim surely should also be considered Zera Avraham. So the Gemara says, no, because we have a pasuk. Ki b'yitzchok yikore l'cho zera. The zera of Avram has to go through Yitzchok. Ki beYitzchok yikara l'chol zera. Yishmael is sidelined. He may biologically be considered the child of Avram. He is not deemed Zera Avram. Who is the Zera? Ki beYitzchok yikara l'chol zera. Says the Gemara, one second, we're still not out of the woods. Because it's true that Yishmael has been sidelined and it's got to go through Yitzchak. But didn't Yitzchak have two children, Yaakov and also Esav? So Esav should also rightfully stake their claim to be called the Zera Avram. You're right, not Yishmael, because it's got to go through Yitzchak. But Esav is the son of Yitzchak. Says the Gemara, no. Look at one letter. Ki beYitzchok. Yikara l'chol zera. BeYitzchok means part of Yitzchok. Not all of Yitzchok. Not all of Yitzchok. So it's true he had two sons, Yaakov and Esav. But BeYitzchok means in amongst Yitzchok, they will get the title of Zera Avraham. So there we see, Yishmael is sidelined because it's ki beYitzchok Yishmael. Yitzchok means by definition not Yishmael. And how is Esav sidelined? Because it says ki beYitzchok, only part of Yitzchok, not all of Yitzchok. Now we look at a Rambam, and we will see the most remarkable observation by the Briskerov. The Rambam says that the mitzvah of Bris Milah is a mitzvah which pertains only to Avraham Vezaroi. Avraham Vezaroi. Now, who is that? Once again, we ask the question, who is Zera Avraham who have the mitzvah of Bris Milah? Says the Rambam, well, it's not Yishmael. Why is it not Yishmael? Ki beYitzchok yikara l'chol zera. Because the Torah clearly enunciates that only Yitzchak is considered the Zera of Avram and not Yishmael. Okay, Yishmael is out. What about Esav? Says the Rambam, V'yotza Esav. Esav is also out. Esav has no mitzvah of Bris Milah. Why? Now, which pasuk would we expect the Rambam to bring? Just like the Gemara, surely he should bring the pasuk, BeYitzchak, but not all of Yitzchak. He doesn't bring that. Do you know which pasuk he brings? Ve'yitein lecha es birkas Avraham. Only Yaakov is considered the Zera Avraham because he was zoicha to the birkas Avraham. So the Briskerov asks the most obvious question. Why is the Rambam deviating from the Gemara? The Gemara says that Esav is sidelined, ki beYitzchok yikara l'chol zera. It's only part of Yitzchok and not all of Yitzchok. Why is the Rambam all of a sudden referring to the fact that Yaakov gets the Birkas Avraham? Says the Briskerov, an unbelievable Yisoid. Yishmael is clearly sidelined, because it says, ki beYitzchok yikara l'chol zera. How is Esav sidelined? Well, it says, beYitzchok, part of Yitzchok, but not all of Yitzchok. One second, says the Briskerov, it doesn't say which part of Yitzchok, however. It's still open. Yes, it cannot be both sons of Yitzchok. BeYitzchok means part of Yitzchak and not all of Yitzchak. But which part? Says the Briskerov, that was open to be claimed. Either Yaakov or Esav could have chosen to be the BeYitzchak. The Torah doesn't write which channel of Yitzchak. It definitely says Yitzchak and not Yishmael, but it doesn't say Yaakov and not Esav. It just says part of Yitzchak. Says the Briskerov, Ein onu yoidin. We did not know. Mi mizaroi shel Yitzchak. Which of the descendants of Yitzchak would be zoicha to the Birkas Avraham? When was it finally decided? It was finally decided when Yitzchok gives the brachos to Yaakov. When Yitzchok gives the brachos to Yaakov, and as the Ramban told us, this was the Birkas Avram, it was decided then, forever, for eternity, that what? That we have now finally confirmed who the B'Yitzchok is after all. It was open until now, 50-50. It could have gone through the channel of Esav. It could have gone through the channel of Yaakov. When Yitzchok benches Yaakov that you should be Zoicha to the Birkas Avraham, what is he in fact telling him? That yes, it's going through you. And that's why, this is what the Briskerov quotes in the name of his father, Reb Chaim Brisker. That's why the Rambam says, who's Mechuyev in Bris Mila? Not Yishmael, not Esav. How do I know not Esav? Because there was a brocha to Yaakov that only Yaakov should be Zoicha to the Birkas Avraham. One second we asked, why can't you just quote the pasuk of Ki B'Yitzchok Yikore L'cha Zera? The answer is because Ki B'Yitzchok Yikore L'cha Zera only tells us that it's half of Yitzchok and not all of Yitzchok. But it's the brachas that Yitzchok gives to Yaakov that finally confirms for us which one, which half of Yitzchok is in fact going to be Zoicha to the Birkas Avraham. And the Brisker Rav explains, Ad Oisei Shah, until that point, it was Tolui Va'oimed. It was in, hanging in the balance. If Esav only would have proved himself to be worthy, he could have chosen the B'Yitzchok. He could have been that half of Yitzchok through which the Birkas Avraham would travel. So it's Nifla B'Yosa. I think now the whole picture is complete, and with this we can answer our original question. What was happening at the time of the brachas, we mustn't look at it now superficially. It was a bracha, no, you should have a lot of gashmias. No, that's not what's happening. As the Ramban explained, he was being Zoicha to the Birkas Avraham. But in light of the words of the Brisker Rav, we understand the depth of it. What does that mean, he was Zoicha to the Birkas Avraham? Because it could have gone through Esav. We know that only half of Yitzchok is Zoicha to the Birkas Avraham. Yishmael was out. Half of Yitzchok is out as well. Which half? Which half? At the time of the brachas, Yitzchok is benching Yaakov. I'm giving you a bracha that you should be Zoicha that the Birkas Avraham, and therefore Eretz Yisrael, should be Niskayim in you. But until the brachas, 50-50. Hanging in the balance. At the time of the brachas, that was what Yitzchok was benching Yaakov. You should be Zoicha that the B'Yitzchok should be Niskayim in you. We can now come back to answer our original question, and it's Poshut Nifla B'Yosa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to Yaakov, and what does he say? That opening pasuk that we began with, and he says, I am the God of Avraham Avicha, and also the God of Yitzchok. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu refer only to Avraham Avinu as Avicha, but not Yitzchok Avinu as Avicha? Hadvorim Nifloim B'Yosa. Because if you look in the Ramban says that what was this dream all about? Lohoidia, to inform him that Yaakov Avinu, you are not B'Yad HaMalachim. Rather, Chelek Hashem. What does that remind us of? The words that we began in the beginning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu singles out Klal Yisrael to be the Chelek Hashem. We are the chosen nation in Eretz Yisrael to be Zoicha to that extra special direct Hashkocha. Says Rabbeinu Bachai, now you understand why only Avraham Avinu is described over here as Avicha. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu in fact telling Yaakov? Your father gave you a bracha. What was the bracha that you received from your father? That you should be zeicha to the Birkas Avraham, meaning the B'Yitzchok. You should be that half of Yitzchok who's considered to be the Zera Avraham, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I confirm it. That's what the dream is all about. I hereby confirm that I am the God of Avraham Avicha. The brachas of Yitzchok have just now been niskayim. Yitzchok was giving his son Yaakov a brocha. You should be zeicha to the Birkas Avraham. And we explain, what does that mean? Not just you should be zeicha to Gashmius. That you should be the Zera Avraham. Avraham should be considered your father, meaning not Esau's father. So Zakarosh Baruch Hu, I hereby confirm those brochas. I am Elokei Avraham Avicha. It's not necessary to write Yitzchak Avicha. Well, obviously, Yaakov, we know that Yitzchak is the father of Yaakov. But we don't necessarily know that Avraham is considered the father of Yaakov, as it were. Why? Because it could have gone either way. Esav could have rightfully staked his claim to be the Zera Avraham. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani Hashem, I am the God, what is he in fact saying? That I am confirming that we now have a direct relationship. Ki chelek Hashem Amoy is going to go through you. Do you know why? Elokei Avraham Avicha. Because you can consider Avraham Avinu as your forefather. Esav cannot. Biologically, he may well stake that claim. But hashkafically, he cannot. B'Yitzchok Yikora. Only part of Yitzchok. Which part? Which part of Yitzchok will be considered the Zera Avraham? Well, Yitzchok benched his son Yaakov, it should be through you. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the brochas are now niskayim. Ani Hashem Elokei Avraham Avicha. Elokei Avraham Avicha. If you look in the Eir HaChaim HaKadosh, everything we've just discussed, it's all there. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by pointing out that Elokei Avraham Avicha, Nischavein lema'et Esav. The point of the exercise was to rule out Esav miyerushas Avraham, va'asa Yaakov hu hayoyrish. He is the Yoyrish. This, as I mentioned, is literally three or four pages in a 30-page essay of Reb David Cohen. If we would go through the whole maimer, it would be a 10-hour shir, but we have to finish now. Hadvarim nifloim nifloim b'yoysa. We just see how, when we learn the psukim well and the parashiyos, how wrong it would be to learn it superficially. The brachas of Yitzchok to Yaakov was not just about who has shmanei haaretz and talas shomayim. It was far deeper than that. Who's going to be zeicha to be the b'Yitzchok? Who's going to be zeicha to be the title of chelek Hashem Amoy? That all goes through Yaakov. That was the bracha. We knew it can only be half of Yitzchok, but we didn't know which half. It could have been Esav. As the Briskerov said, it was in the balance. The bracha that Yitzchok gives to Yaakov is, yes, until now it's been the balance, but from now on it should be confirmed. You are the rightful carrier of the title Zera Avraham. That's the Birkas Avraham, the Yerusha Saaretz. And all of that finally comes to a grand conclusion in the dreams in this week's parasha, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yaakov, Ani Hashem Elokei Avraham Avicha. Mazel tov, you have been zeicha to that title that Avraham is your forefather, not Esav. V'hadvarim nifloim b'yosa. I wish everybody a very good Shabbos.